Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPW, share number 145. Vice Benavi, share for women, share number 145. We're talking about connection, the connecting stage, how to expand the connection and the commitment. A commitment gives the opportunity to truly be known by another human being. Marriage these days, the word commitment these days, get a lot of bad press. You have high divorce rates, unfortunately. Marriage overall in the world, in the United States, certainly is at all-time low. You have many people that live through divorces of their parents or family or friends or siblings, shattered illusions concerning marriage. And again, sometimes the Torah allows it and it's necessary, but very often it could be avoided. And many of us worry about not feeling the joys and satisfaction that comes from what marriage is meant to be, the dedicating yourself in that long-term commitment and the joy and delight of that committed love, which people do not talk about. People are cynical about it. They make marriage jokes. And yes, there is real life, hurdles, but there's that side, that beautiful side of what Simchas Achayim and delight and tainug you can get from a committed, beautiful love. You have very interesting excerpts of different famous people of that they wrote things about what they love the most, favorite things. And it was compiled in a book connected to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And here's what a couple of famous actors, actresses, the ones that were real, wrote. What were their favorite things that they loved doing? So listen to this. I'm going to give you a list here. One person said, helping my wife cook dinner. The other one said, love and respect of my husband. Another one, spending a nice quiet evening with my wife. Sunday brunch with my wife. Cuddling with my husband. Hanging out with my wife, a quiet dinner with my husband, holding my husband's hand, feeling the warmth that my wife's laughter brings. And you don't have to be rich and famous to experience deep love of the commitment aspect of it, of being loyal to each other. You had wives that wrote to their husbands every day for a year when they're stationed in the army somewhere, wherever they may be. A wife supporting her husband when he's struggling to start up his company and business. Husband, working a second job when he needed to, so his wife could quit work so that she could get her RN certification. Or a husband and wife taking turns getting up for their baby at night when he wakes up and needs a bottle or change. And all of those things. You wake up, sometimes they wake up in the morning and they ask, how can I show that love for my husband today or for my wife today? Or a prayer of thanks every night. Hakar Satayv, of course, to Hashem, but Hakar Satayv for the matanais of your husband and your wife. Enjoying and appreciating all aspects of that connection, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. So all of these things, and commitment is not just, showing up at a residence and presenting yourself as a couple. There's a very deep heart of commitment that's there for the relationship. There's a difference between something called constrained commitment and dedicated commitment, she says, some Pat Love. Constrained commitment is you staying in the relationship because you don't want to deal with the consequences of getting out of the relationship, like the kids or losing money from it or splitting property or, relinquishing some status that you had in the community or disappointing others or being single again. And so some people stay married for those reasons. On the other hand, a dedicated commitment is you're staying together because you're working towards that loyalty and gratification and investment in the relationship itself. And that always should be the ideal. That always should be the goal. That's a very important aside. People fear commitment. People have this fear of commitment. even when they're married, they fear their husband or their children, for that matter, their partners, you know, all these things, that it's too great for the responsibility, or their ability to respond to it is too small. But you could get around that by working through focusing on the positive. Focusing on the positive. You write down in your journal 5 things you're grateful for every day, and one of them try to make, or a few of them try to make it with marriage. And the Hakaras HaTayiv for overall life will help you in having Hakaras HaTayiv in your marriage as well. You give each other chizik. You assure each other. We're committed to each other. We're loyal to each other. You daven for that loyalty. And it's very, very important. There's an interview that she interviewed that 1,500 couples. And she found that the most satisfied and deeply committed people are ordinary, like the ones you see in a grocery store or in the mall or wherever you see them. So what's their secret? What's their secret of this type of commitment and love connection that's very private and very deep? It's that commitment to another human being. It's the love that goes beyond sexual attraction, goes beyond any type of age. And that's a big yesod. So when we talk about deepening connection, then you have that intimate connection that could reach heights beyond the high of infatuation, which we talked about many times. Some people experience infatuation and then get disappointed when they don't feel it anymore. Some people never had that feeling, and they feel disappointed that they never had that feeling. And the Yetzer Hara tries to put in their heads this erroneous thought that we're not soulmates if we don't feel that level. But that's not true. When you work on that deepened loyalty and connection, you will experience a height that's beyond the highest of infatuation in the most deepest level. When they talk to each other and listen to each other and touch each other and have fun and take pleasure on the ordinary aspects of life and all of those things, to pay attention to each other, to be attuned to one another. And it could be worked on. And that's really, you have to ask yourself these questions and want to yearn to be connected. Many people are afraid of connection. They fear if they get too close, they'll lose their freedom, or they're sacrificing their individuality. But like we said many times, there's a way to maintain your healthy individuality and love another person deeply and have that satisfying relationship. People have that fear of being controlled or being, you know, left out or things like that. So the idea is that if you don't have a connection, you associate everything with pain. When you associate your connection, and also the connection, if you associate connection with pain, you'll be uncomfortable. So you have to really, really review to yourself what a healthy connection is and work towards that. You know, we have two people, sometimes it's so sad to see, where they love each other and they want to love each other and they need that desperately for each other, but they fear the connection and they lack the connection tools and they avoid the closeness. It's really, really hurtful and painful. And sometimes it ends up in fighting with each other till they get separated or divorced. Sometimes it's like a Cold War tactic that is, you know, they isolate themselves, withdraw, and they lead their separate lives, or they stay busy with their individual activities. These are all very, very painful things. So the yesod really of this shiur, of what we're trying to emphasize over here, is the importance, of course, you daven for it. And then at the same time, while you daven for it, you also work towards not being afraid of having a deep connection and not being afraid of wanting to have that deep connection and work with each other to connect it. And a lot of times it will be putting your own needs on hold for a while, and for the sake of that satisfaction. Sometimes, for example, you want to work another hour and you really feel you need to, but your wife needs you home and you really need to be home, or wife's working that she's needed at home. All of those things. Sometimes you want your space, you know, and you're not in the mood of being with your husband a certain night, or not in the mood. And you make that connection. Doesn't mean that you always, you know, you can't have your space. But there are times where you have to work together towards a goal of being connected, even if it's not so comfortable. You know, sometimes one goes to their in-laws when they'd rather stay home, or things like that. So it's very, very important to recognize that sometimes things are uncomfortable for us when we want to maintain that deep connection and work through it. But the ultimate truth is that married life with two people that love each other and they commit themselves to become deeply committed to one another, and they both do this and they work through this, they will have a tremendous, tremendous sipaka nefesh, calmness and love through their lives as they work towards this. So it's certainly very much encouraged. Bracha v'atzlacha.